This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, December 5th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Support for KUAF also comes from Walton Art Center, presenting Mannheim Steamroller Christmas at 4 and 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, December 11th. Both performances feature the holiday music of Mannheim Steamroller along with multimedia effects. Tickets and more information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we learn about the Eureka Springs Palace Hotel, which once upon a time served as a bordello. Plus, Still on the Hill visits the Firm and Garner Performance Studio in the form of a quartet. All four original members of the band reunite for the first time in years for a conversation and live performance.
All of that and more, but first, revenue data released Tuesday for the month of November shows a slightly improving economy in Arkansas. Last month's report indicates tax collections are slightly ahead of November of last year. John Shelnut is an economist with the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration.
November revenue collections came in above forecast by $4.6 million, or 1.3%, for net available funds, and also above forecast for gross general revenue, which is collections, by $4 million, or 0.9%.
Shelnut says the slight uptick is consistent with DF&A projections. Income tax collections were up, contributing to the increase, but the bulk of revenue came from sales tax collections, which were also up. Overall, the net available revenues last month totaled just over $350 million.
Students at Bentonville's elementary and junior high schools may find themselves attending different schools next year. The school board at its meeting December 17th will vote on whether to adopt a proposed school rezoning plan to accommodate expansions at four district elementary schools and a new junior high school set to open next year. Michael Poor is the superintendent of Bentonville Public Schools.
It really affects, in some ways, you could say all of our K-8 students in one regard or another, because even if you're staying at a school that you're currently at, you may be having some other students that are in your school this year that won't be back. So there is transition for our students, and this is all built around things that we're having to respond to as we grow as a district.
This is the second rezoning in as many years for elementary schools in the district, made necessary, Poor says, by the construction of additional classrooms at the elementary schools. In fact, he says so many classrooms are being added that nearly the equivalent of an additional small elementary school will be built by the time classes start in the fall.
We do know that those kind of transitions are hard on kids, and yet it's also hard on kids when they're not able to go close to their neighborhood school. Right now, we are busing kids across several attendance lines to get them into schools where there is space, and with this particular boundary adjustment that we're proposing, you'll have kids closer to their neighborhood school, which cuts down on the traffic time for them to be on buses or for parents to have to go pick them up. We're also reducing some traffic on the north end of our district where Bella Vista is, and making it far easier for students and parents to get to their schools, a little less time on the bus.
Poor says growth in the school district is outpacing what officials estimated. While district officials plan for 500 new students this school year, more than 850 new students entered the school district.
The Fayetteville City Council last night unanimously selected a site for a planned downtown parking deck. The council elected to build a deck on the theater lot located at the southeast corner of the Walton Art Center campus, the current location of the Walton Art Center administration offices. But buildings along the southwest corner of the campus, including Grubbs Bar and Grill, would not be removed for construction of the deck. According to city documents, the deck would include 246 parking spaces and cost about $6.37 million.
An organization developing science-based sustainability measuring and reporting tools has been ranked as an innovative idea. Scientific American magazine has ranked the Sustainability Consortium among its top 10 world-changing ideas for 2012. The consortium is jointly administered by the University of Arkansas and the University of Arizona and has more than 80 member companies, including Walmart, Coca-Cola, and Disney. In its top 10 list, the Scientific American outlines 10 innovations that are, as it puts it, radical enough to change our lives. For its spot on the list, the Sustainability Consortium is noted for creating a superior sustainability measurement and reporting system because of its comprehensive nature and cross-sector approach. The consortium has compiled information for more than 100 different product categories, including food, beverage and agriculture, electronics, toys, home and personal care, paper, pulp and forestry, and packaging.
The flu has come early to Arkansas this year. Health professionals are reporting an increase in flu cases this month, urging all Arkansans to get their vaccinations now. Ed Barham with the State Health Department says there are many places to get the flu vaccine, including pharmacies and most doctors' offices.
Well, in general, the advice is the same, to wash your hands and to stay away from people that are sick. The most important advice that we can give is get your flu shot now. If you haven't already had a flu shot, it's the best protection you can get against the flu, and this may be a particularly bad season.
The health department says it is surprising to see the flu this early in the winter season, but is well prepared to accommodate anyone who wants the vaccination.
This Saturday, the Fayetteville Animal Shelter will hold its holiday open house. City Animal Services Supervisor Justine Lentz says this will be the second year for the event.
It kind of started as just a time to encourage people to come down and see, you know, whatever improvements we've made over the year, to get new people that maybe haven't been in a while to come in and see everything that we've been doing. This year, we're also tying it in with an adoption promotion because we have lots and lots of cats and still quite a few dogs that really need homes for the holidays. And now's a really good time, we think, for people who are thinking about adopting.
Lent says now is a good time to adopt pets for the holidays, as there is still plenty of time before Christmas for potential adopters to get acquainted and bonded with their pets. She says during the open house, cats will be free to adopt, and adoption of dogs will cost only $10, and all pets are spayed or neutered and caught up on their vaccinations. Usually, the shelter sees an uptick in strays coming to the shelter between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but Lent says things usually slow down in January or February.
Unfortunately, this year we have seen kind of a later influx of kittens. Normally at Christmas, I could probably charge like $200 for a kitten if I wanted to, because there just aren't any and people want them. But this year we still have, you know, I would say at least half a dozen available for people that are looking.
Lent says in addition to the adoption specials, the open house will feature pictures with Santa, and for the cost of a small donation to the shelter, pet owners will have the opportunity to paint with their pets.
Clear tonight, then partly cloudy. Lows will be in the upper 30s in northwest Arkansas. Lows in the upper 40s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s with clear skies and southeasterly winds at about 20 miles per hour in northwest Arkansas. For the River Valley tomorrow, partly cloudy. Southeasterly winds at about 15 miles per hour. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows from the upper 40s to lower 50s.